You know, I really believe that in the next 30 days, some of you are going to change your entire life. 30 days to change your life. That, you know, if you've listened to me, Dr. Randy Carlson, for any length of time, you know that I'm not a person that speaks in a lot of hyperbolic type language. And that may sound a little hyperbolic, which means really exaggerated, but it's not. 30 days, you can change your life. And even if everything around you doesn't change, your life, you, your attitude, your view, everything can change in 30 days, starting today. Come on in. I am Randy Carlson, along with Andrew and Amy again today, helping out. Thank you so much. Jennifer's on vacation. Steven's recovering from surgery, and we're here holding down the fort. And we're going to talk about intentional living, of course, and then about the power of one thing. Now, if you're new to the show, you're new to the ministry here, we're part of Intentional Life Ministry or Media, and our ministry of media, radio, podcasts, publications, events, everything we do has one goal, and that's to help you affirm your faith, offer hope, to experience hope, and then to understand that you can live intentionally in Christ, and it will change your life. It can change your life in 30 days in a good direction. And so I want to give a little overview, if I can, before we get to the calls, what this one thing is, this thing of the power of one thing. And then I would like to hear your stories. Some of you, maybe 20 years ago, you decided to make a change to glorify God in your life. One thing that you changed, how has it impacted your life? Maybe you started 20 days ago. Maybe you started yesterday. Or maybe you're saying today's the day. One thing. Not so God will love you more because he's going to love you, you do it or not. He's crazy about you. You're his child if you're a follower of Christ. But you know that brought glory to God and benefit to you and your family and those you love. What was it? I don't know. Was it reading scripture? Was it a change in attitude? Was it something to do with your finances? Any number of things. Your marriage, your family, your personal life, young or old. And I'll tell you why we're doing this show today. I want to encourage someone who's just down in the pit of discouragement, doesn't even know where to turn. And know today, the power of that verse, those two verses in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, meaning he's right here present with us, and he'll direct your path. It's an if-then deal. You can do that. And when you do, God's going to give you direction for your life. And it begins maybe today for you for one thing to start moving. If you want to join in, give me a call. Amy, I'll be happy to talk to you, get you lined up. Tell me one thing that's made a difference in your life. Really practical thing. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let me give you an example. We're going to play a call that came in from Holly. Let's play this call, and I want to come back and talk a little bit about how all this works, and then hear some more calls. So, Holly, go ahead and share just a really, really practical one thing that you do.
Well, my one thing is to write down Bible verses for the next 30 to 31 days, and each day pick a verse and share that verse with my children and get four, maybe five different answers from them. And, you know, that way I get to see what God is showing them through their eyes, and I get a whole nother lesson on what the verse may mean. So, and then they get to hear what, you know, my version is, and so we're sharing a lot.
That's great. How old are your kids?
I have a six-year-old all the way to an 18-year-old. And so I can do it early in the morning when I have to drop my son off at the bus stop at about 5:30, 6 in the morning. So, you know, it's fresh in his mind as well. And then the other ones, you know, throughout the day or when we're having breakfast before I head out the door for work.
There you go. Hey, listen, Holly, 30 days from now, if you do that, if you're intentional, take a verse, dissect it, talk about it, pray about it, get with your kids, it'll change your life. It might even change their lives, and that's the goal, isn't it? But even if some of the circumstances in our lives don't change, we can change them for us. 30 days. If you're new to intentional living, our whole goal, the reason we exist, the reason I'm here, is to help you experience life the way God intended. And that's with freedom and peace and purpose. That's what God intends for you. We focus on the essential areas of your life, really practical stuff, your faith, your marriage, your kids, your personal life, your work, your health, your finances. IL, we call it intentional living, is about real life. What you're concerned about right now, today, this moment, and how you can experience hope and encouragement and progress starting today, and how you can change your life over the next 30 days. We like to move from how to to-do, from concern to intentional action. We all have this big circle of concern, don't we? Kids, money, the world, whatever. But it comes down to our little circle of control. We don't have much, but what we do have control over is where we begin. For God's glory, what one thing can I do or change or declutter for my life for the next 30 days? Make that decision, first step of intentional living. Make that decision. That's a vertical thing. That's a vertical picture. That's an intentional moment. And then begin the process to get some junk out of your life, declutter your life. Internal, that's the internal picture. What are you honest with yourself? Maybe you're saying, hey, let's get practical. I want to deal with my finances. And I know that if I just for the next 30 days were to just stop using a credit card, that would be a big help. But you got to declutter something. And maybe you got to declutter something how you tell yourself that, you know, I get a high from spending online or whatever. You got to declutter some thinking that you have, tell yourself the truth. And then every day, just put that credit card on ice, for instance. That's a new beginning. God will help you do this. It's going to bring you encouragement, hope, change, peace, control, freedom, accomplishment, clarity, growth, closeness to God. I've written all these down. List goes on and on. And even if nothing changes, even if the circumstances around you don't change all that much, it will change you. That's what the power of one thing's all about. All right. Let's get to some calls. All right. 888-888-1717 is the number. And let's go to Rufus in Michigan. Rufus, my friend, what's your one thing?
The one thing for marriage that I have found is so important is for us to get up in the morning and pray over our spouse. Mm. To lift them up to the Lord and put them in His hands.
What does that do for you when you do that?
What that does for me is that, and I'm placing her first, and I'm presenting her to the Lord to do His will in her life as well as in mine.
So it changes your attitude, your view for the day.
Exactly. That's exactly what it does. It changes my attitude, and it puts it in a mode of loving her and putting her where God puts me in His presence.
It's hard to be praying for someone and be ticked off at them at the same time, isn't it?
Isn't that true? That is so true. And that is the reason that I have found that it is such a blessing to lift them up. You know, nothing can interrupt that.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. We've all been there. You have a difficult decision, and you want to know God's will, but where do you start?
I believe that God's will is not nebulous or vague. It's all revealed for you and for me in His Word. To know and live in God's will, you must know and apply the Bible to every situation.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled, Finding God's Will, he discusses some practical ways you can know what God's will is for your life. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message, along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. Come do that. Your support. Wow. Huge difference you're making. Even with $1 a day, $30 a month, all going to the ministry, helping us reach people like this for Christ, people coming to Christ, young people making better decisions. Very unique ministry, part of Intentional Life Media. You can join it today with your monthly support. Call 888-888-1717, and instead of one, press one to talk to me, press two, and you can talk to some even nicer people in our team here, and they'll get you signed up to be a part of the ministry. Or just go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. All right, one thing, let's go to the calls. We're going to go to Jose in Arizona. How are you, my friend?
Hey, hello, Dr. Randy Carlson. Pretty good, dang good. How about yourself?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
I would say my one thing that I've changed is, so I would, occasionally drink, pick up a beer. And if not a beer, I would smoke pot, medicinal marijuana. And, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is self-control, and I would say that's one of the hardest, one of the hardest to overcome. And, just with daily devotional and exercise and just also my tithing, I've been, pretty consistent with my tithing every check that I receive. And yeah, I mean, not only as my family, my children, my wife have seen a difference, but, mm-hmm. My workplace, my employees, they come to me and say, hey, there's something totally different about you. And, I just share my faith and my faith with amongst my peers.
That's right. Hey, so how has it affected you? Others are noticing it. What have you noticed about your own life with that, doing those one things?
Just beautiful change, the cup is always halfway filled, with anything, any trials and tribulations that I face in life, I face them with, with such calmness, because I know at the end of the day, who's in charge, who's manifesting everything, who knows our steps of tomorrow, who has ordered them, So I just say, hey, whenever I face any trials or tribulation, I know it's going to be okay. I'm just once again way more calm, and I know that this is something to be learned, to be taught. If it's something that I'm facing time and time again, I know it's something. It's like, hey, dude, there's something you need to learn out of this, and it's going to keep happening until you overcome it.
Amen. Hey, listen, you don't need the marijuana to feel better. You don't need the beer to get a little buzz or whatever. What you're saying is, hey, I'm changing my life. I'm changing my schedule, my health, my work, my attitude. People notice. Huge. Thank you, Jose. Appreciate it, man. Let me go to Heaven is on line three. Hi, Heaven. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
Yes, of course. I felt led to call you because I just turned on my car from leaving the gym, and I was like, this is like, I hope that I can inspire somebody. But it first started off when I started going to the gym. And then a couple months after that, I was approached by a wonderful lady. And she asked me if I wanted to be part of the women's Bible study. And so I started going. I started going every Tuesday. And I am a part of a wonderful, God-fearing community of women. And just last week, I actually got diagnosed with Bell's palsy. And it's been a struggle, but I've been trying to every morning waking up and just being filled with joy and knowing that God has me and He's gonna bless me and yes, amen. And when I went to the Bible study this past Tuesday, the women, they all crowded around me and just prayed for me. And today I woke up and I can smile better. And I think that it's really important for us women, for anybody, but to just have a really good God-fearing community of women.
Yeah. And that's one thing. And let me ask you, how has this changed you on the inside? Your attitude, your life, your daily, just who you are, do you think? Doing that one thing.
100. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and when I go to my Bible study and get like the Word of God, as soon as I come home, I'm a different woman. I'm a different mother. I'm more gentle. I have all the fruits of the Spirit ready to go, and I can serve my husband and my children better. And then on top of that, I can pray for people better and have more hope for the next day.
Amen. Listen, doing one thing. Are we making this too simple? Now, I know you got a life that's complex and you got a lot of stuff. But I've been around long enough to know that you got to start somewhere. And if you're feeling a little stuck, do one thing. And Jose stopped something, right? His one thing was to stop something so he could make room for something else. Heaven's saying, hey, I'm going to get plugged in with some other women and have this kind of fellowship. Powerful. Thank you, Heather. Heaven, thank you for that. We're going to Heather next in Michigan. Hi, Heather. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Terrific. Appreciate your call. Tell us, what's your one thing?
Well, my one thing is to volunteer. And I know that may sound silly to some people, but I teach a community service class.
Okay.
And one of my favorite Bible verses is 2 Timothy 1:7. And we are given the power not to fear, not to be timid, but to love and care for each other.
Right.
And I have been blessed to teach a community service class for about 13 years, a Christian homeschool group. And the kids do a lot of projects. We never sign our name. We never want anybody to know who we are, because I'm a true believer. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Let me see if I understand. You're teaching this group of, they're homeschooler, they get together and you do projects? Is that what it is?
Well, we have other classes, but my class is community service.
Huh.
And we're actually called the party class, because we do a lot of community service projects. But we set aside like 15 minutes at the end just for the kids. I take like phase 10 or Uno. I want the kids to bond too. I want them to build friendships and relationships.
So how has doing this one thing impacted you, Heather?
As a 54-year-old, it keeps me humble, because to see the kids stuff 2,000 Easter eggs to go to different shelters or fill out 8,000 Christmas cards, we don't sign our names on them. And it just keeps you humble. And I'm always teaching the kids, when you look for the positive and the negative, please focus on finding the positive in a negative situation.
Yeah.
So I think God puts us in negative situations so we learn to truly be empathetic with others. And so these kids love to volunteer. They're seeing what other people are going through, and they have sincere heart.
Yeah.
So that is my one thing, is to volunteer. When you focus on helping somebody else, you're not focusing on your problems, and your problems aren't that bad when you see what other people are going through.
That's very true. Very true, Heather. Thank you. That's fantastic. All right. Let's go over to Georgia. Pam is in Middle Georgia today. Hi, Pam. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Randy. How you doing?
Terrific. Appreciate your call. Tell us, what's your one thing?
Oh, today is my 21 day doing this, and it's surrender. Surrendering everything to God. I lost my mom this year in April of this year. I lost my dad in 2021, so I was thinking about both of my parents. So my whole life been around them. And not thinking about myself. And so when I lost her, I felt like my world had fell apart. And one day I was home. You know how you get, you know, you don't want to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't want to do anything. But the Lord began to speak to me about, I need to get everything to Him, turn everything. I need to surrender. And I used to have problem in surrendering everything to God. And He showed me the scripture, you know, don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. Cause I haven't worked since 2021, since my dad passed away. And it's like, what I'm going to do, you know, and He said, give it all to me.
Mm-hmm.
You have a father. I'm your father. I would never leave you nor forsake you. Just surrender everything to me.
One day at a time. Thank you, Pam. Surrender. That's going to mean something different to everybody, but it is one thing, and then put some legs on that, and it'll change your life.
You know, the search for God's will is certainly nothing new. Back in Exodus chapter 18, Moses speaks of how the Israelites constantly came to him to seek God's will about all sorts of various matters and quarrels and disagreements in the camp. As you look at Scripture, it says that Moses dealt with this weighty responsibility. Listen how he did it. It says, "Whenever they had a dispute, they brought it to me, and I decided between the parties and informed them of God's decrees and laws." Moses turned to the law. God's decrees, standards, rules for living, in other words, his word, became the definition of God's will in that matter. Moses applied this to every circumstance or every situation that was brought to him. You know, and I think today, as evangelical Christians, those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ can do no less. Your request for God's will must begin with the Bible and more specifically, obedience to his word. And that, boy, that's not a word that we like to use today, but it's at the core of what intentional living is all about.
Amen. That's an excerpt from the lesson this month, Finding and Living God's Will. Check it out at theintentionallife.com. Dawn in Michigan. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, what's your one thing?
Well, start out with, I have come from a very checkered past from not following the Lord. And in the beginning, I really wanted to be in his grace. I really wanted to do what was right with God because I love him. And so I started having a personal Bible study every morning with him, reading scripture and materials that he's blessed me with through Our Daily Bread and other places. And it was hard for a while, but then it's gotten easier and easier to the point now where I don't even schedule appointments. If they want to schedule a morning appointment, I tell them I already have an appointment with God. And it's going to have to be later.
And that changes our priorities. I mentioned my wife and I, we walk every morning, 2 miles every morning. Rain or shine? Well, maybe not rain, but at least shine. And at first it was, you had to develop the habit. Now it's a habit. We don't do it. We feel really off. And that's really key. This is about the power of one thing. Eventually it changes some of the habits we have. And listen, God loves you if you're not doing these things, but he's going to bless you more when you do, because you find when he gets the glory, you're going to get the trickle-down benefit from it in your life. That's what intentional living really is. And Amy, you've been helping out. You're part of the staff, and you do a... tell people what you do upstairs and behind the scenes for the ministry.
I work in compliance, and I work with the FCC on filing reports and work with our underwriting scripts and things like that, contest rules.
And some people are yawning right now.
Their eyes are glazing over. That sounds boring.
But you listen, you've been helping out here with Stephen being out the last few days, and I appreciate it. But you're an example about the power of one thing. 20-plus years, you've been running a marathon in every state except one. You got one to go.
Yes, that's right.
Taking you 20-plus years to get there.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're talking about the power of one thing. Take us back to the beginning 20-some years ago. What happened? We're talking about there's a starting point to a break inertia. What was going on in your life, and how did you choose to do that, and how has it changed your life?
Well, I think you usually say there's either a aha or a oh no moment.
Right.
I had received the diagnosis of high blood pressure, and I was in my mid-20s, and I thought, that's too young to get this kind of diagnosis. Now, I did have some genetics involved with that, but I thought, well, is there anything that I can do to help this? And I thought, well, I could be more active and more, I could eat more nutritionally. But where I was starting from, there was only up to go. It was pretty easy to make an improvement. And I know this is going to be an exaggeration, but let's say my main food group was Oreos. And let's say my exercise, right?
Yeah.
And then my exercise, again, maybe a little exaggeration, but not much, lifting a TV remote. Mm. So once I got that diagnosis, I decided to get more active, eat better. And 2 years later, after doing those things, I was told that I don't have to take high blood pressure medication anymore. And I was like, okay, what can I do? I want to make a goal so large that A, I can't do it on my own without God's strength and help with this and the discipline to do that, but also to stay on that path of a lifestyle change. What was going to honor him? If this body is his temple. I wanted to make it healthy and honor him with it.
And what happened?
Well, here I am 20 years later, still doing it. Thank the Lord for his discipline.
And you've run a 26 plus mile marathon.
Yes.
In every state in the continental United States.
All but Hawaii.
Except for Hawaii, which you're going to finish up in June or January.
January, that's the plan.
How has this changed you?
I've become disciplined, which means just getting comfortable with being uncomfortable and also making a sacrifice, not always doing the thing that feels most comfortable or fun. Going to bed to be able to get up to put in those miles, sweat when, you know, cool might be more comfortable. Drinking alcohol and things like that.
It's made a big change in your life. I kind of think of Amy as the salad queen around here for lunch. We see you with your little Tupperware and your little salad bowl, right?
I think people would think it's boring to eat the same thing every day like I do.
But it's made a difference in your life.
It has.
And how does it impact you spiritually? Where does God fit into all this for you?
Many places. We could start with the fact that I run outside and I see his creation. I listen to the birds. I see, at least here in Tucson, Arizona, his majestic mountains. Seeing that, relying on his strength to get me through the run, praying for others. It's a time to, I feel the dopamines that I'm getting through the exercise. So it's just putting me in a great mood and also helping me focus on him.
Terrific. I don't know, maybe, thank you, Amy, and thank you for helping out here, by the way,
yeah.
On Intentional Living. You know, it may not be that your one thing's going to be run a marathon in every state in the next 25 years. Come on. And whatever it may be, here's my encouragement to you. Answer this question after I go off here. What one thing could you do in the next 30 days, starting today? One small thing, I don't know what it is, that would make the biggest single difference in your life. For God's glory, give him the glory for it. Otherwise, it's just a human thing. And for your benefit and those you love. And go do it. That's intentional living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. For the rest of the team here, Amy, and for Andrew and Stephen and Jennifer on vacation, the rest of the team, thank you. I hope you found some encouragement today and maybe a little motivation to think about what it means to be intentional in Christ. Have a great day. This is Intentional Living. It is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.